Hey, Zero.
Hello, I'm Mike Fersetto, your host of Inside the 610, and today in the WDIY studio, we have Tony Ortiz. Tony, welcome.
Thanks for having me. How's it going, Mike?
It's going well. It's always a pleasure to be across the table from you. You got a lot of exciting things going on. One of the content creation pieces that you're working on, Tony, by the way, is one of the best, what I would say, content creators in the Lehigh Valley for quite some time. You have a podcast going on now called the I Will Not Lose podcast. Yeah, let's talk about that for a second, because to me, it's always really well done. And you have a lot of important topics always spoken on that. And I know there's a lot of podcast listeners out there. So let's talk about the I Will Not Lose podcast.
All right. Absolutely. Well, I Will Not Lose, we've been going about a year and a half now. This was a podcast that we started to... I've always been into content creation. I have to have an outlet. Like I don't know any other way than pouring my energy into making something visual or whatnot. So the podcast was a way to take my background in audio engineering and just keep the tools sharp, you know? So for almost a year, it was just me. You know, I would have a few guests few and far between, but now it's turned into something for at least the last half of year. Every episode has had a amazing guest, some sort of different perspective, and kind of, you know, you were a guest, you were the most recent guest, probably not by the time this airs, but we had a great conversation.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, when I was, you know, I've been interviewed, you know, more than several times in the last two decades, but I felt right when I got into your space, it was always just so welcoming. You just made the conversation just a conversation. It didn't feel like I was being interrogated or questioned. Mm-hmm. It was just like a natural conversation. And I knew you for a while, so it was just really nice to be able to sit down and have a nice conversation with you. Yeah, I feel that that's how you make all your guests feel when they come on the show, because I know I saw some real emotions come out of people when they talk about some of the topics that they talk about.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, I'm not I wouldn't say it's a safe space, but it's a free space. And sometimes people can feel that they can put something out. Plus, we're not monetized. We don't have the craziest advertising. So people can really connect for 30 minutes, an hour, and get the full conversation. So there's not all that nervousness of, oh, I'm going on insert popular podcast here. But we try to focus on success learning from failure. You know, I like to say, as Winston Churchill reminds us, success is all about going from failure to failure without losing enthusiasm. And so I said, if I could do this every week, every other week, and just have my mentality flipping into taking some sort of failure and recognizing it as one step closer to success. And it was the sort of thing that has allowed me to shape my own mindset and put energy back into creating. And not just that, but the connections that I've been able to make with having a conversation and then going back and listening to that and following up with people, and they kind of become co-promoters of the episode that you put out. Mm-hmm. And they may reach back 3 months later and say, hey, do you mind if I share that again? There's somebody that I think can use that message. So we focus on evergreen content. You can go back and look at my conversation with Gil Thompson, September of 2022, and it's still a relevant message. You know, it's not the flavor of the week. But nothing against people who do that. I tune into a lot of podcasts that do like a weekly recap, but that's not what I Will Not Lose podcast
is. Yeah, it seems like you have a universal message in every week that you put content out. I know that it's been trending over the last year and a half, and it's been growing in popularity, especially, I think, because of the professionalism that it's done with the visual aspect with it, as well as a great audio quality that you have. I think that's why it's trending and growing. Where can people find and view and listen to your podcast at? What platforms?
Just about anywhere where you stream. Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. We also do a video portion of it on YouTube, so that's something that you can tune into. IWillNotLosePodcast.com will link you to all those other places. So if my listeners or your listeners could just go to IWillNotLosePodcast.com, plug that in, and it'll let you subscribe on your favorite podcast player.
And let's get into that. Let's talk about content creation. How long have you been doing it? And, you know, it's a lot of people want to do it for a career, especially in the Allentown area. And we've had content creators on the show before, and they just say there's not a lot of assistance to help them get to where they want to be professionally. How did you get to where you are today in the content creation industry?
Okay. So first and foremost, I've been creating about 15 years professionally, but you can find me 13, 14 years old. I was fortunate enough to have a personal computer back in like the 90s, and my mom just let me spend time on it. She let me learn it. And so I've always been a lifelong learner, but even earning that title content creator, you know, 15 years ago, I was in graphic design. I was avid about graphic design. I did a little bit of audio engineering, and then I was lucky enough to turn a networking connection, a gentleman who owned a print shop, shout out to Joe Stolfi, he gave me a chance. I said, I'm available for work. And he said, if I have some graphic jobs, I'll send them to you. So I said, let me network with a couple of other printers because they know the customers. You know, I can go out and try to sell my services on my own, but if I don't have a relationship with a printer, I can't take your vision from thought to finish. So that's what I did. I went out and I started networking. I slowly started building business. And I mean, I would spend an hour and a half to make $15 profit on a business card, you know what I mean? And even break even on some if you have to reprint or do things like that. But I never stopped learning. So graphic design taught me a little bit of video. Video taught me a little bit of, you know, motion graphics. And then the podcast just keeps all those things sharp. So I'm creating every day, and it's like a muscle.
Awesome. And entrepreneurship, now you are an entrepreneur, you run your own business, and then you also work for another content creation entity. Would you recommend that for people getting into the business and wanting to make it their career, where maybe they don't just go full-time entrepreneur right away and make that their income? Would you say that a balance between both is good?
Well, absolutely. So shout out to New Street Marketing. They're a contract with me, a full-time contract, but everything is under my business. So based on tax, I'm a full-time entrepreneur, but I don't get it twisted. I didn't just do graphic design for 15 years. It is a very competitive nature. It's only getting more and more accessible to use. So in order to turn a career off it, I did things like bartend. I did things like clean houses. I did all sorts of things, quote unquote, on the side, but I always made sure that it was a serving job or it was a bartending job, something that wasn't like a career, like a 9-to-5. It is an absolute grind if you're working a 9-to-5 and then still taking contracts on. I wouldn't be able to manage what I do now had I not have systems in place and things to be able to make that happen. So would I recommend it? Look, I'll never tell somebody don't go out there and grind. But if I could leave you with anything, don't look at owning a business or running a podcast as something for the glory. Like, it is a ton of work. It is a ton of work, but it's fulfilling work. The connections, you'll never meet people like that again. Like, it's great, you know?
That's awesome. And you know what, you mentioned a little bit about, you know, from 15 years ago or 20 years ago when you first started with content creation to now, the landscape has totally changed when it comes to content creation in the last 20 years.
Oh, God.
Yeah. How has that industry changed? And even now we're getting into this big change with AI, where that's really, it looks like it's going to take over, if not already.
Did you see Sora?
I did not.
I got to put you on after the show. It's ChatGPT for video.
Okay.
And at first glance, it is indistinguishable from human. You tell it, make a movie trailer. It's not out yet, but they released clips of it.
Oh, geez.
So this 20 years is now going to become a 6 months, 2 years type thing. Like, it's wow. There. It's not coming. It's here.
It's here.
It's wow. Here. By the time this airs, it'll probably look completely different.
That's wow. Crazy. And you know what? People were having this conversation about AI for, you know, it was in conversations for the last 10 years or so. But now that it's here, and it is already here, it's taking over, and it's taking over really fast. And that's what people said 10 and 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And now that we're really in it, we see the power of AI.
Well, here's the thing, and I'm not worried as far as myself for AI. We can get on that if we have time. But to answer your question about going back to, like, how has it changed, you know, even just the field of graphic design in general, back before computers, people had stencils and things, and they had all tools. Like, Photoshop is based off of an actual old print proofer's stuff. So that changed. And then you have to take the art and the ability of creating and learn new tools and now create and identify where those tools can be faster and what you can do. AI is just another tool in that. I'm so glad that for 15 years I learned how to tell a story. I'm so glad that I learned how to work with clients and help them pull out from their head what they want to substantiate. So those skills don't go away now that there's a new tool. I've been training myself on the AI since it came out. You know, as soon as ChatGPT came out, I'm in there every day trying to learn better ways to do it. And it's going to be, you know, that's been the story of my career. New tool comes out. You look at things like Canva. It's a free editing tool. That's got so many users. I mean, I'm not going to quote it. I don't know if we can fact check it, but it's got tons of users. And you can create great looking stuff. So to the consumer, they're just thinking, oh, you can create it. This is the output. This is what I get. That process that goes behind it, that's the valuable part. Nobody cares how you do what you do. Like, nobody wants to know how the printer is moving ink back and forth. And they just want to push print and get what they get. And I've been able to be great at capturing that process.
Wow. You know, since we're talking about podcasts too, since you run one, I would say one of the godfathers of podcasts, especially the video podcast, would be Joe Rogan. And one of his most viewed guests that he always has on once in a while is Elon Musk. And I remember Elon talking about AI a few years ago and said, oh, it's no doubt it's taking over many industries. And he was even talking about content creation, and he was talking about with his cars, anything computer-based. He was very worried about it, and he put out a warning to pretty much the masses, the people, that it's not a matter of if it's going to happen. AI is going to take over, like, every aspect of life. Are you that worried of the power of AI, or is that just some conspiracy theory in your mind?
No, it's not a conspiracy theory, but I agree. It's not an if, it's an a when. We can't imagine what the world's going to look like 5 years ago. We weren't ready for what COVID made the world look like. So to answer your question short, it's going to happen whether I am scared about it or not. So why not learn the tools and involve them in my process now while it's still a chance, you know?
That's a very flexible perspective on life. That's and the changing landscape. To me, you are one of the best creatives in this area for a long time, an artistic mind. Do you have any other topic or anything else that you want to say to any of the listeners today?
I just want to instill that when somebody creates content, they're really pouring their heart into it, be that photography, videography, you know, even if somebody's dancing, you're putting comedy. It's a big one. You're putting yourself out there to be judged and to be criticized. So show support to your content creators. Buy their stuff. Like it. Share it. Tell your friends about it. And know that it's not just them putting something in AI and it comes out. Like, AI's not that good yet. You still have to work with it. But yeah, support your content creators.
Hey, and if people wanted to get in contact with you or find your podcast or any other thing that you do professionally, where would they be able to contact you at?
The easiest way would be to go to Google and type Tony Ortiz the Designer. You'll see TOTheDesigner.com. That's my graphic and web design business. You'll see IWillNotLosePodcast.com, and that's a link to all the shows. I'm at T.O. The Designer on all social. So initials of my last name, The Designer, no spaces.
Awesome. Well, Tony, thank you so much for coming in today and having this conversation.
It's been a pleasure, man.
Likewise.
Thanks.
Tune up your week with a great variety of jazz music on WDIY, Monday through Friday nights from 9 to 11, offers many choices from the world of jazz, featuring traditional to modern styles, plus Swing Sunday at 5 p.m. and improvisational jazz on the bridge, Sunday nights at 10 p.m. Listen for new releases, interviews with artists, and information on upcoming performances right here on WDIY.
Welcome back to Inside the 610. I'm your host, Mike Frisetto, and today, right now, we have Chris Ormeno. Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you, my brother?
I'm good. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
You know, I definitely want to give you a shout out to all the viewers, those who are interested in getting involved in the community, doing community service work. You have been a top-notch person in the Lehigh Valley of giving back to the community with your hours and time and expertise. So first of all, thank you for doing all that for the community.
It's the least I can do.
Yeah, and then I want to ask, a lot of people want to get involved in the community and, you know, either can't find the time to do it, don't know how to get involved. How do you do it? I mean, you have a full-time job, you're an entrepreneur, you're a family man, and you give back to the community relentlessly. How do you do it?
With God gives me the opportunity and the time to create and make time. I've been blessed to cross paths with the right people. And I always have this idea that you got to pay it forward. People have helped me along my journey in life. And without certain people, random strangers, giving me that opportunity, I have to give back to the same opportunity to people that need it.
That's an amazing perspective of life right there. So let's talk about your background story. Now, you were born here in Allentown.
Correct? Yes.
And then you had a big journey in your life. You went to many different places, and then you ended up back here. So in between when you were born and now that you're back here, let's hear a little bit about your journeys.
Well, my journey started 2005. I decided to move to San Antonio, Texas, and explore the world. I had family that lived out there. That was the best thing that ever happened to me. It allowed me to find myself without the influence of the everyday people that you used to hang out with. So that opportunity led to me building my business and starting my brand, Illionaires.
And how long have you been an entrepreneur and had Illionaires as your business?
I started back in 2012.
Okay. And what have you done? I know you're in the content creation industry. Why don't you tell some of the viewers exactly what that entails every day?
Well, one of the biggest things that I'm targeting now is business commercials, documentaries, and short films. As a content creator, I want to bring content that has meaning, allows you to feel the emotion of others. That's where the leads to the documentaries. But as far as my journey, it didn't start off with filming. It started off building a record label with artists from Chicago to Florida to Texas to Atlanta. And along that journey, I did a lot of club promotions, had built my own studio, and connected artists they lived right next to each other and didn't even know each other. And throughout that time, it was a stepping stone that allowed me to change my life and show that we can be productive, we can make money, and still help people. That was my biggest thing with building the label, was taking people from what they knew on a daily basis, the streets, the bad, and show them that we can actually do something and make a change with people through music.
Wow. Wow. It seems like that message, even though it was, you know, 20 years back, 15 years back for you, that message of giving back and doing something positive was always there. Why do you think that was instilled in you?
Life threw me curveballs, stumbling blocks. But sometimes you got to go through it. And again, there's certain people that guided me to be who I am today. They led me in that right direction.
You know, there's a lot of people that might be listening that, you know, just going through normal everyday life, sometimes feel like giving up. And you're talking about, you know, getting through the barriers and the stumbling blocks. What would be some advice that you would give to people that might be struggling with the monotonous everyday grind of life? What would be some of your advice to get through those times?
The biggest key, from what I've, in my own opinion, is finding self-peace. When you find self-peace, you won't allow the world to poison you. And it's hard because every day there's negativity around us, but it builds character. You know, it's like riding a bike. When you fall, you get up, you fall, you do it again, but now you hit that jump. It's the same with life. You have to push yourself to be greater, to be better.
And you're doing a really good job of that, man. So congrats on that. I know you could be an inspiration to a lot of, especially young people out there that might be going through some tough times. And here you are. They could always find you giving back to the community. So they see that it doesn't always have to be money-driven. It could be an inner peace that could be part of the balance that makes somebody happy. You're a president of a nonprofit, Movement Moves Media. You're involved in a mother-to-mother 501c3 that is led by Jeannie Garcia, where she brings mothers of murdered sons and daughters together and talk about their traumas and their grieving process. Dr. Sarita Johnson at Children of Joy. You're everywhere. Why are those some of the organizations you got pushed towards and commit a lot of your time to?
Well, I, to be honest, I feel like the universe guided me through vibration. I was attracted to the people that understood me and I understood them. Jeannie, for example, I found out she was my cousin's best friend and she passed a long time ago due to gun violence in the Lehigh Valley. And 20 years later, we cross paths and we find out that we're actually family and we know each other. Mm-hmm. But we had no idea. So I felt that was the universe. Miss Sarita Johnson, an amazing, independent woman who came from poverty, who was told they can't make anything out of themselves, a doctor, a teacher, a provider. I felt like the universe just put me with the right people that had the same mind mentality as me, and just the universe put me in the right place, the right time.
And, you know, it goes with some motivation, too, because, you know, if I can, how old are you?
I'm 39.
39 years old. And it was just recently where you graduated from college. You went back to school to learn, to perfect your trade of being a videographer, content creator. You went to Full Sail University. Let's talk about that, because there's a lot of people that don't go back to school at 35 years old. And you decided that, you know, I'm going to do this, and you committed to it, and you graduated just about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what motivated you to do that and go back to school and graduate?
Well, to be honest, the passion I had for filming and photography was led by a de-est writer. He's a director in Philadelphia. He needed me to do some drone shots and just watching the whole production. So through that time, I just wanted to be around content creators. But to be honest, nobody wanted to show me the door. Nobody wanted to teach me how to use a camera. The reality is I work hard. I grind hard. There's not a day where I'm not building, learning, growing. And COVID happened. And little bit before we even knew about COVID, something told me to sign up for Full Sail. The day we got put on lockdown was the day they told me I start school. And for me, I felt like it was meant to be. And I needed that. I needed that for myself. It was a 29-month program to get my bachelor's degree in cinematography. And I graduated September 2023.
Oh, yeah, just last year, huh? Yeah. Wow, congrats again on that. So what's your future vision for yourself being involved in the community or professionally wise where it comes to you know, content creation, documentaries? What do you have in the pipeline?
I've been working on a project for over a year and a half with Jeannie, with the Mother to Mother documentary. That's something we've been shooting for a while and creating a lot of content, and also building my business. I just partnered with a lady, Sweet Pearl Photography, in Sellersville, Pennsylvania. And we partnered up to do photography and videography. So now I have a physical location. And so these next 6 months, I'm going to be building that up because the demographic has changed. I'm no longer in the Lehigh Valley with that. It's Bucks County. So my goal is to build that and just expand myself.
Gotcha. I know documentaries and important social issues are always on your mind. It sounds like that Mother to Mother is a very powerful documentary that could help a lot of people heal that have been affected by gun violence. Are there any other projects that you're working on, documentary-wise or content-wise, that might be coming out soon?
Yes, me and Miss Sarita, we have a small series. It's called The Movement. And The Movement is, to break it down easier, it's like a machine with moving parts. Without you, I can't do certain things. Without the other person. So everybody plays a role, but we don't understand the role that we play working with each other. So this movement is huge. And again, about a woman who came from nothing and owns businesses, entrepreneur, doctor, teacher. So we've been working on that for about a year now. Probably got another year. It's not one of them things we shoot in 6 hours. It's something that we take our time and build.
Yeah, I think some people listening to this could be like, wow, you've been working on a project for a year and a half and a year, and it's still got another year. I think a lot of content creators out there are looking for that quick, like 30-second viral piece, but realize that the stuff that's award-worthy or captures people's attentions for hours is not just consuming content. It takes years sometimes to work on a project. It takes a lot of patience and a lot of intricacies when it comes to the software and editing. What keeps you motivated and focused on the task on hand? Because that, you know, especially today, a lot of people's attention spans could definitely be shortened, but you here are working on things for a year, 2 years. What would you say helps you keep you focused?
Being a provider for my family.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest motivations to show my children patience, for one. Number two, just self-direction. It's hard to explain. It's just something instilled in me.
Gotcha. Well, thank you. Thank you for being involved in all that and doing all those projects, because I can't wait for those to come out, because I really believe when those projects do come out, especially here in this, you know, the Lehigh Valley community, it could really do a lot good getting people to heal from some of the traumas that they've been through.
I agree. We need to pray for our cities and our people. As a community member, as a community representative, there's outlets for the youth. And we have to start with the outlets with the youth, to be honest. Whitney Houston said it best, the children are the future. And being a father, you know, we all come from a different walk of life, but the reality is we're all united and we're all one. If you hurt, I hurt. And if we don't instill that into our kids, and how can we teach them to grow or help or guide?
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's been a pleasure working with you over the last 5-6 years in the community, and it's a real honor to work side by side with you. And it's really special. You're a special person here in this community. So thanks again for doing all this work in the community and inspiring others. If people wanted to connect with you, maybe people wanted to pick your brain about something in the content creation industry or the nonprofit world in the Lehigh Valley, where would they be able to get in contact with you?
You can always reach out to me on Google, Illionaires, Illionaires. You can find me on all social media platforms, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. But to anybody, my line is always open. You ever want to talk about anything, you want to learn, I'm always here to help and guide people.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for always having those open lines of communication for everybody that you come across. Chris, it was such a pleasure having you in the studio today.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you to all the listeners. Again, this is Mike Frasetto, your host from Inside the 610. Today, we had great guests, Tony Ortiz and Christopher Ormeno, talking about content creation and entrepreneurship. If you ever want to listen to some of our past episodes of Inside the 610, please visit wdiy.org.
If you enjoyed this program, please go to wdiy.org or the WDIY app to share or become a WDIY member.